for takeoff.
We are cleared for takeoff.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time to take flight in your community and in your life. This is Audio Airstrike, hosted by Everett Hall McNeil.
What's up, everybody? I'm Everett Hall McNeil, and this is Audio Airstrike, episode 162. I want to thank you for joining us, those of you who are listening to this on all podcast platforms, and those of you who are following us on YouTube, TikTok, and now we are on Clubhouse as well. We have a special Clubhouse group where we will be having dialogue with multiple people within that club about certain topics that affect millennials and Gen Z. I want to thank you for joining me on this episode, and I just want to kind of get started by saying I saw the inauguration, and while I was happy to see strives towards some type of unity, and while I was happy to see class, at least on the surface, back where it should be, it made me wonder what the heck took so long to get back there? What the heck took so long for people to finally start talking about unity? And so my mind started wandering as to, with everything that went on the past 4 years, what was some of the straws that broke the camel's back to make everybody say, you know what, this is getting way too toxic. I need to turn, and this is not the way for me to move. What were some of the moments that caused people to go, we're going to make a choice in a different direction? Because regardless of how this election goes, on one side, you have people that are elated, happy that there has been an overchange of power, and happy that a certain former president is gone. Then you have another side of people that are upset, and there's a feeling of loss. I've been on both sides of that fence. And while I understand that notion of loss, when somebody you have supported leaves office, I do understand the other side too. But the problem comes is, are we going to learn and actually apply the lessons that we learned as to what happens when divisiveness starts to become too out of control? That's the bigger question. Over the past 4 years, no matter what side you're on, the one thing that you have to realize is that, at least for, I'm speaking as for me as a millennial watching this, I felt like that ever since my time being exposed to the political side of things and the outlook side of things, the analytical side of things, in terms of politics, I've noticed that there has been an increasing number of tension amongst a two-party system. And it happened to come at a fever pitch within the last 4 years. That is my feeling of that. Whether you agree with the policies of the former president or not, what is key is we were at a point where people were convinced that if stuff didn't change a certain way, there was going to be a civil war. And the way things were looking and how divisive the media got, how divisive people got, how stuff got out of control, fights were breaking out, people's ignorance was showing, racism was showing, bigotry was showing, it seemed like that people listened to reply rather than listened to understand. And folks, I just want to tell you something. I've been saying this for a while, and I pointed it out when I was in my late 20s. One of the lessons that we need to learn to avoid further divisive behavior or further division amongst generations younger than us, so we can be the example, is the one thing that we have to get back to is learning to understand where somebody is coming from. That was the biggest problem, was the lack of that, that caused division amongst several people, regardless of race, gender, background, or sexual orientation, however you want to slice it and dice it. That is what caused the division. And it just doesn't affect your political views and your political outlook on life. It affects other aspects in general. It affects your social life. It affects who you hang out with. It affects how you move in this world. And you become so guarded that you just get to a point where you're not open to possibilities for growth or change to make yourself better because you're having a different perspective. And see, the problem is that people in the country that I'm from are selfish, but they're kind of taught that way because we are taught to be all about us and be self-absorbed. And if our parents are not teaching that, you best believe the media is teaching that. You best believe when we go on our phones and see social media, we are getting some type of message through our phone that is telling us to be that way. However, that is not the way to go. A selfish person, a mean-spirited person, will never win in the long-term game. If you think about it, take social media, for example. Social media. What is the purpose of social media? The purpose of social media at first was to connect people. When I first got on Facebook, I was astounded. Why? Because I was able to connect with people that I have not spoken with in years. Suddenly, as companies paid social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram to push ads on their platform, these ads generated millions of dollars for these social media companies due to whatever percentage deals. So now an ad can push an agenda. An ad can curtail to what you need to purchase for your own personal liking. But also, it can push an agenda as well, a political agenda, a social agenda, anything of that sort. And the algorithm can figure out what you like. When that happened, that's what turned social media toxic. And so if your mindset is focused on one side of the coin, this is how one way it could affect your social life. Now your social media, because of the algorithm, because of what you're liking, is now following suit. Folks, I know that I am not the most intelligent person when it comes to all around politics. But after seeing the level of dishonesty, trust, you know, backstabbing, lying that I have seen over the past 10 years of being exposed to politics at a young age, at 19 up until now, I want to tell you that I don't blame people for wanting to stay away from politics. I don't blame them. But also don't blame the people that have seen what has gone on the last 4 years and being like, I'm tired of seeing this. I need to make a change. And I'm going to make that change with my vote. I'm going to make that change with voting locally, knowing what I'm getting into, researching what I'm getting into. I'm actually going to take time to hear what other people have to say. And we have to, you know, we have to get to a place where we're open to that. How are we going to grow as a society as a whole? How are we going to grow as one nation, as everybody wants to be so apropos and put it together? How is that going to be the case if we don't ask people questions about what they are dealing with? Throughout my life, especially when I left the Christian bubble, and I'm still Christian, I still have Christian views, but I left this Baptist Christian bubble of fundamentalism and all that, and I wanted to really take time out to really get to know people from all different walks of life. Do you want to know why I did that? Because based on the Bible that I read, God went out of his way to encourage, but also reach out to people that necessarily weren't his cup of tea, came from a different background that he came up from. When you look at the story of Jesus, Jesus never hung out with people that were on the same holy complex that he was on. He hang out with a shiesty tax collector. He talked with a person that was a harlot. He talked with a person that was considered a leper. You have to understand, folks, the reason why I'm saying this is because we get so conditioned to only focus on who agrees with me, and that's it. That's all I'm going to hang out with. How are you supposed to grow in your thinking? How are you supposed to grow in your journey? How are you supposed to grow and contribute something that's unique? It's a very, very simple step. The journey may be intriguing and challenging at times, but taking that first initial step is very, very key. A lot of the time we sit over here and we talk about our issues with how certain people think. We don't take into account the traumas that they've had to deal with. We don't take into account the ramifications that have come from that. We don't take into account the consequences. That they have dealt with. Due to the horrific actions done to them. People have ignored systemic racism for years, but it took a man to pass away after being choked out to death for 8 minutes and 46 seconds for that to finally hit home. It took 3 minutes and 40 seconds for that to hit home. It took insurrection on the Capitol building for that to hit home. It took a pandemic that forced people off their high horse and treat everybody equal. Your bank account does not make you immune to COVID-19. Your status, your zip code, where you live at, does not make you immune to COVID-19. People have lost their life over this virus. And it ain't just one type of person. It is people from all different walks of life, backgrounds, genders, races. And if you keep thinking, after all of these instances, that the world still revolves around you, you will not grow, you will not elevate, and I hate to break it to you, you are going to be stuck for a very, very, very long time. It's very crucial that we need to do a self-assessment as to where we want to be and where we currently are. And it's not, let me preface this by saying, when you start doing a self-assessment as to what your contribution is to do as a human being, and to do some constructive contributions and actually make a change in this world, there's a fine line between self-assessment and then making a plan to move forward and then beating yourself up. Please do not beat yourself up. Please do not put yourself in a depression because you realize it's like, okay, I didn't make it here. I wasn't doing this, wasn't doing that. Oh, I just fell short. I feel like throwing a towel. This ain't the time for that. The thing that you have to realize when you're sitting over there thinking of these things is you have to, yes, ask tough questions during your self-assessment. Only you know what those are. Deep down, you know what was right and wrong. Deep down, everybody has a conscience and knows what is right and wrong. They get hunches. They're being told, hey, man, this is pretty wrong. And if you have a moral code, you shouldn't be doing this. Everybody has that. And I'm looking at the inauguration. And now it has gotten so bad that I'm hearing that both parties, even under Joe Biden, are willing to work together and figure out some type of unity. And I stand here and look at that and go, it's a daggone shame it took all these things for this to be outwardly spoken that it wants to happen. Now, keep in mind, we have to wait and see the actions. And until then, I'll wait and see where the actions lie throughout his term. However, I think it's very important that when we look at everything and when we sit over there, we dissect everything. It's very important that we avoid pointing the finger. We avoid being super critical. If there's something that you don't like or something that you don't understand, that's fine. I totally get that. I totally understand that. However, a self-assessment goes a long way. I sit here and I'm looking back over everything, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the fact that I was in a position to be around a number of friends from all different walks of life that has given me the perspective to always look at the other side of the coin. I'm privileged to have conversations with true friends that allowed me to express myself as an African American in this country without labeling me like I'm complaining. I'm very thankful that I have friends that listen to understand me instead of listening to reply to everything I'm saying. There's a difference. So I've been fortunate with that. And I also understand there are people who are not as fortunate. And if you are running into a situation where that is the case, then maybe it's time you need to reconsider who is in your circle of friends. Because a real group of friends would take that time to listen, to understand where you are coming from when you are struggling and hurting with certain personal issues. And all these things that I'm telling you is crucial and has been lacking, not just on a political landscape, but just overall as a society. You can point fingers all you want, but I guarantee you at some point within the last 4 years, 4 to 5 years, you have passed judgment on somebody. You have kicked somebody to the curb unjustly. You have done something wrong to them. You judged them based on where they came from, how they looked. And that's not the proper way to handle things. Now, I'm all about respect. And if somebody crosses that line, you guys already know where I stand. If somebody crosses a line, a point of no return in terms of your morals and what you stand on. They don't have to be part of your life. That's a sign you need to subtract them. I still stand on that method. However, it is very, very, very important that you take time to get to know somebody that looks different than you, that came up differently than you, that has certain views in you. I'm not saying you have to sit over there and accept everybody just because they smile up in your face. No. What I'm saying is that you have to take the time to really get to know people, figure out where they're coming from, and find out, are they going to be compatible? It is cool not to, you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. You're not going to be compatible with everybody. Understand this. I'm not telling you to go always out of the way and make friends with everybody, because the reality of the situation is you're not going to be everybody's cup of tea. Some people will shake your hand and laugh at you, but then the second that you turn your back, it's like, I can't stand this idiot. That's how some people are. It sucks. It sucks. Because there are nice people out there that put their heart in their sleeve every 5 minutes just to get stomped on. I get it. It sucks. It's bad. But to the ones that are very selective about the kindness that they show, because they understand how impactful their gift is, don't lose that gift of showing extreme kindness. It changes more than just one person. It changes an entire town. It changes an entire nation if enough people do it. And I think that's the biggest problem, is that so many people have the capabilities of having higher standards, having great morals, not compromising certain standards. And due to the pressures of life, they don't follow through with it. It's rough. And as somebody who's a millennial that was watching everything happening from afar, it was discouraging. Because I was looking at it through a mindset of, why would I ever sign my name up to be a part of this crazy tangled web, and I can't trust not one single person on this web of lies that I'm standing on? It can be a bit overwhelming. However, if you focus on self-evaluation, all right, here's what I know I'm good at. Here's what I know I'm not good at. Here's what I can handle. Here's what I cannot handle. What are my talents? What are my gifts? I'm not talking about singing. I'm not talking about playing the guitar. I'm talking about, for example, me. I have extreme positivity and kind energy. This is something that I know about myself. When I display my kindness, it changes the atmosphere in the room. And I'm thankful to God that I've been given the opportunity to display that gift. And I thank God every day that he gave me that gift. However, what I have to be aware of is that not everybody deserves that level of kindness. Some people see that and look at it as a way to take advantage of you. I've been in that situation a couple of times. I get it. The reality of the situation is this. Is humbleness and kindness goes a long way, especially when it comes to your relationship with your husband or wife. It also factors in your relationship with your business partners, with your friends, distant and close family members. What I'm saying is just not for political blabber. It's not just talking about the political field. The point that I'm trying to make, that I have been trying to hit home for the past 30 minutes of this podcast, is there is a lack, or was a lack, I'm hoping, of compassion, of kindness, of openness to other ideals and other perspectives. There was a lack of that these past 4 years. And look, I get it. Some of y'all are going to say, Everett, so-and-so did this. I understand. Everett, so-and-so did this. I understand. Everett, Trump did this. Totally understand. Everett, Biden did this. I understand that. Here's what you guys have got to understand. Did you ever take time to do your own research and look up why they would pick the person that they chose? Let that sink in for a second. It's very, very easy to make assumptions. Assumptions don't solve anything. Let me say it again. Assumptions don't solve anything. Assumptions, instead of concrete confirmations, break up strong foundations of hope. Assumptions break up strong foundations of hope. You don't believe me? Look at the news. When they get into that bag of pushing a certain narrative, an assumption is thrown out. And it don't matter who you like, Republican, Democrat, black, white, gay, straight. It doesn't matter. An assumption mixed in with the accusation gets thrown out there and it starts dividing people. And it doesn't bring no type of conversation, a progressive conversation, to promote unity. And this trick has happened over and over and over again, and it's been rampant, and it is like watching a mouse go on the workout wheel in his cage. He's going as fast as he can through his mission, but he's locked in a cage. He's not going anywhere. Some of you guys are mentally the same. You guys will, y'all will run on that wheel till you're exhausted and you ain't moving nowhere because the wheel is fixed to the cage. You can pedal as fast as you want. It's not going to move the wheel. It was overwhelming seeing people have a lack of compassion. The level of kindness wasn't there anymore. It's about me. You have watched people that have made assumptions became very selfish, greedy, mean-spirited people be humbled within the last 10 months. Ask yourself this one question. Are those attributes worth a short-term win? I'm going to say that again. Those attributes of selfishness, unkindness, those attributes, those negative attributes of selfishness, greed, is it worth, possibly, depending on your situation, a short-term win? Because that's all it's going to get you. A short-term win. You have to ask yourself, is it worth it? I hope you don't think it's worth it. If you think it is after seeing all this, you need your head examined. Something is seriously wrong. I watched the inauguration 2 weeks before that. I was worried and concerned over the Capitol building riots. There were two types of people. There were the rioters that ran with assumptions, that decided that they were going to storm the Capitol building. And then you had people that were heroes, like Eugene Goodman, who lured some of the rioters away from the Senate corridors or the Senate section to save lives. Eugene Goodman accompanied Vice President Kamala Harris during the inauguration. Also, his position has now been elevated because of his courageous actions. This whole platform and this whole particular episode of this podcast has been about, you are in a time now in 2021, stuff is changing, and you have to figure out what side of the fence are you going to be on. I'm not talking about Republican. I'm not talking about Democrat. I'm not talking about black. I'm not talking about white. I'm not talking about gay. I'm not talking about straight. I'm not playing this division game with y'all. Are you going to stand on a side of integrity and compassion and kindness that at one point was the fabric of this country that we call the United States of America? Or you can still continue to give this country the bad name that it pretty much at this point has already gotten. And you can be the mean-spirited, money-hungry, money-laundering, greedy, selfish, ugly side of this country. And how you move over the next 3 weeks, 3 years, 300 years, or so on and so forth will determine that. You don't believe me? Keep on acting the way you're acting and have kids. They're going to pick up on your habits too. Keep acting the way that you're acting until it's done to you, and then you'll understand the hurt that you caused. It's very, very clear, folks. We need to get back to actually caring for one another again. And hopefully, we get back to that point. This has been another edition of Audio Airstrike. I want to thank you for listening. I just want to take this time out to speak to you from the heart, speak to you and just kind of share my open thoughts. Make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube page for video content. Also, subscribe to us for on TikTok for our 15-second short deep dives. Also, for those of you who want to interact with me and have in our on Clubhouse, I have been given the permission to host a club called Audio Airstrike, where we welcome Gen Z and millennials having progressive conversations on ways that we can solve problems within today's life, society, and culture, which is the whole point of this brand, Audio Airstrike. Once again, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And I will be right back here next week. Until next time, everybody, y'all take care. Have a good one.